So overtime, huh?
Yeah, overtime's fun when you score on the very first play. I don't advise it in any other scenario.
So Iowa Western in a national semifinal over at Council Bluffs Lewis Central on Saturday defeated Snow College. And now they go play in 2 weeks for the national championship in a game for the most part until the fourth quarter started. Iowa Western had control. Nate Glantz was chucking the ball over the yard.
He had a great first half.
And then the fourth quarter happened.
Iowa Western was up 20-4 after three quarters. Yes, four. Had some punting snap issues. Then they quick strike field goal. All right, you know. Snow got in the end zone. That's fine. Answered right back with a field goal. And then the old ensuing kickoff. They run it right back, and you go, okay, we're going to have a ball game here when this is all said and done. Which shouldn't surprise you. These two teams have played twice in 2021, once in the spring season, once in the fall season. 3 points total. No, 4 points total separated them. We knew it was going to be a game. Just for three quarters, it looked like it might not be a game, and that would have been fun.
Great crowd.
Yes, great crowd. Really impressed with the way people turned out. They were loud, stomping on the aluminum stands to make extra noise.
Well, it was nice that we're able to host a home game outside. A team coming from Utah, they're used to the elements, but
it was cold.
Semifinals. We got Eric Chenander and Tony Tuioti were on the sidelines. Now, they did not make offers to Iowa Western guys. They made a couple of offers to Snow College defensive linemen.
No, if you're fine recruiting losers, that's fine. No, Snow's got a.
Did I put that on a tee or did I slow pitch it to you?
I think you grooved it, would be the right word. Yeah. But no, Snow has a very stout run defense, number one in the country. I totally understand why you would recruit those gentlemen.
All right. Well, we'll talk to Stroh tomorrow.
Just don't have the clutch, Gene.
Stroh's going to join us at 11. I love that you're all pro Reaver here. So Scott Strohmeyer will join us tomorrow at 11. I think in the current state of Nebraska football fandom, we're not going to be able to agree on anything. Honest question here. We're at the end of the show. And a little bit of it says, me saying this is, I'm asking a question and also being a little sarcastic. When a offensive coordinator is announced around here, there is not a chance we're going to agree that this is a good hire before he ever calls plays or anything, right?
You are correct in that assessment, yes.
They're going to get the Lubick treatment. Mm-hmm. Because, you hired Matt Lubick? Even if it is a name where you don't have to Google it. You know the name. So I bring up Graham Harrell. And I think there's a lot of smoke there. First to bring it up was Mike Schaefer when he joined us earlier in the show. But there's a couple of people that are following this, and they are thinking there's a lot of traction to this. Zach writes in to the Echo Bank inbox, Graham Harrell is Nebraska's next OC would be garbage. Nebraska plays in the Big Ten West, not the Pac-12. Chris says, we'll absolutely lose my mind. A run-the-ball guy will absolutely lose his mind if Graham Harrell is the new OC. The call-ins will be absolutely brutal and will be nothing but bitching.
I think that's not a Graham Harrell exclusive scenario there. That'd be pretty much everyone. But
other than Tom Osborne coming back to call plays, is there anybody out there that we could universally go, huh, okay.
I don't
think
so.
The guy from Army, the guy from Wake Forest could be hired, and you'll find a reason. Well, did you see Wake Forest offense against Pittsburgh?
Didn't get the job done at Wake.
If Narduzzi can stop him, what do you think Fitzgerald's going to do in Ireland?
He's not a Nebraska guy. I don't know.
Why do we got an Army guy? Are we running the option? There is probably not one that we're going to agree on because of past history. Hashtag Tony2024. Is he letting us know something? A lot of speculation on who might run in 2024. Tony might be running it. Husker Tony 31.
Tony the Tiger? Who has his own bowl game?
No. It's a a good guy on Twitter. He says you don't bring Mickey Joseph in to teach wide receivers to block. I believe that he would be on the Graham Harrell bandwagon.
I think that's a fair point. You're not teaching these kids to block. Yeah.
Okay. So Tony's in the clubhouse, as he would be okay with a guy that is labeled as an air raid guy to be calling plays at Nebraska.
You can tampen that down. Like, it doesn't have to be full air raid. You can modify it.
Yes, you can. If he can bring Drake London with him, that would be an added bonus. He was a big part of USC's offense before London got hurt and was out for the year that they had success.
Mm-hmm.
In my head, outside of Tom Osborne, the offensive coordinators at Nebraska, what would you rather be, the offensive coordinator or the defensive coordinator at a school like Nebraska?
School like Nebraska? Defensive, absolutely.
But see how it changes quickly? We were ready to run Eric Chenander out of town.
Yeah.
I mean, people were getting the for sale signs to put in front of Chenander's house in Lincoln, and he was still living there. That's when you know that people don't like you. When you've got a for sale sign in front of your house and you're still living there, you're like, oh. Or go one step further, when somebody orders up a moving truck and they park it in front of your house and you're still living there. We ride the emotions of the whole thing.
That's pretty good. I hadn't heard that one before.
Is there a guy, not that I've thought about doing that or something, there's not a guy out there that I think universally would go, yep, that's the guy. But think about past offensive coordinators at Nebraska for a while. Not many of them have been named people where you go, oh, I know that guy. Oh, I know Langsdorf. Oh, I know Sean Watson. I know Beck. They really have not.
Yeah.
He would fit the bill of, okay, here's a guy that is known. Now, he's also fit, like I said about Mickey Joseph. I don't think you bring Mickey Joseph to Nebraska to hang out for a year or so.
What's Harrell getting paid?
Probably does pretty well. But money should not be an issue. If he's the right guy for what you need and what you have available, and if there is a marriage and you can maximize talent at the quarterback position or with the offense, money should not be a factor. Money should not be a factor. But I would take the, okay, it's a fit. It's a guy that can maximize what we have over, we're just going to pay a guy. Now we're in a bidding war. Eric, call back tomorrow. We're up against it. Guys will walk in the next show, and they'll be livid if we're still talking to Eric at 2:05. We'll see. Yeah, Joe Brady. People agree on Joe Brady? Joe Brady seems like he got fired from Carolina because Matt Rhule was not happy with him talking to other college programs. I know their offense isn't doing well, but that was a quick hook. There's some people that worry about Joe Brady that he just was in the moment at LSU with that incredible talent.
Really stand-up organization to fire a guy at 12:30 on a Sunday.
Well, it doesn't, but then that's why I think he might have been dabbling with some colleges, and Matt Rhule said, not today.
And I think that's fair. Yeah.
But was he dabbling with OC jobs or head coaching jobs? Because I think he has a desire to be a head coach. All right, good show, everybody. Thanks to Matt Verzal, to Mike Schaefer. This will be a busy week. This will be I think we'll start to connect dots and fill in spaces during this week. Tomorrow we'll talk about Nebraska-Michigan basketball. Big game tomorrow night at PBA. And who's going to be next? Who's going to Oregon? Wonder how the current guy in Lincoln is looking at the Oregon job. Not that he's looking at it, but I wonder what he thinks. We're back again tomorrow at 10 with another edition of the Gary Sharp Show on 1620 The Zone.
Don't recruit losers.